What confident communicators do differently? Communication is the foundation of human interaction, yet the difference between average and exceptional communicators can be striking. We've all encountered those rare individuals who command attention effortlessly, express themselves clearly, and leave lasting impressions. But what exactly sets these confident communicators apart? Is it an innate talent, or are there specific skills and mindsets that anyone can develop? In today's fast-paced world where clear communication is more valuable than ever, understanding these differences isn't just academically interesting, it's practically essential. Whether in professional settings, personal relationships, or public speaking scenarios, recognizing different communication styles and adopting the habits of confident communicators can transform how you connect with others and how others perceive you. This article explores the distinctive traits, techniques, and mindsets that confident communicators employ not as occasional tactics but as consistent practices. By understanding these differences and implementing them in your own communication approach, you can elevate your ability to inform, persuade, inspire, and connect in every interaction. The mindset of confident communicators. Before we examine the visible techniques and strategies, we must understand that confident communication begins internally. The most significant difference between confident and hesitant communicators isn't what they do, it's how they think. Self-awareness and authentic presence. Confident communicators possess deep self-awareness about their strengths, weaknesses, and unique voice. Rather than attempting to mimic others or project an inauthentic persona, they embrace their authentic selves. This self-knowledge allows them to speak with conviction because they're not wasting mental energy pretending to be someone they're not. Research consistently shows that confident communicators share several key traits, including self-acceptance and comfort with vulnerability. They understand that authentic communication, even when imperfect, is more compelling than polished inauthenticity. Growth-oriented perspective. While many people view communication failures as personal shortcomings, confident communicators see them as learning opportunities. They maintain a growth mindset, understanding that communication skills can be developed through deliberate practice and reflection. When they stumble over words, face a difficult question, or receive critical feedback, they don't spiral into self-doubt. Instead, they ask, "What can I learn from this? How might I improve next time?" This resilient perspective allows them to take risks and continuously refine their communication skills. Emotional regulation. Perhaps most importantly, confident communicators have mastered emotional self-regulation. They don't eliminate emotions, they manage them. Before important conversations, presentations, or meetings, they recognize nervous energy and channel it productively rather than being overwhelmed by it. During challenging interactions, they maintain composure by separating their emotional reactions from their communicative response. This emotional management creates the steady, assured presence that others interpret as confidence. Verbal communication techniques that make the difference. While mindset creates the foundation, confident communicators also employ specific verbal techniques that distinguish their communication style. Clarity and concision. Confident communicators prioritize clarity above all else. They understand that the goal of communication is transferred understanding, not impressive vocabulary or complex sentence structures. This clarity manifests in several ways. They eliminate unnecessary jargon and buzzwords. They structure thoughts logically with clear transitions. They can articulate complex ideas in accessible language. They prioritize brevity without sacrificing completeness. Rather than rambling or over-explaining, which often stems from insecurity, they make their point directly and then stop talking, a practice that demonstrates conviction in their message. Assertive language patterns. The language patterns of confident communicators are distinctly assertive rather than aggressive or passive. They've mastered the delicate balance of being assertive without crossing into aggression, which is essential for effective communication. In practice, this means using I statements that own their perspectives: I believe, I disagree, I need. Avoiding hedge words and qualifiers that undermine conviction: sort of, kind of, maybe, just. Eliminating apologetic prefaces when expressing valid opinions: I'm sorry, but I think. Speaking in the active rather than passive voice. Replacing questions with statements when appropriate: I'd like to discuss this further versus can we maybe discuss this sometime. Strategic pauses and pacing. One of the most overlooked aspects of confident verbal communication is the effective use of silence. While nervous communicators often rush, speaking quickly to get it over with, confident communicators understand the power of the pause. They use strategic silence to emphasize key points, allow important information to sink in, gather their thoughts before responding, create anticipation and maintain attention. Demonstrate comfort with silence. This measured pacing conveys thoughtfulness and self-assurance, creating a rhythm that engages listeners and prevents information overload. Nonverbal communication mastery. Communication experts often note that how we say something can matter more than what we say. Confident communicators excel in nonverbal elements that powerfully reinforce their message. Intentional body language. Confident communicators maintain body language that projects openness and engagement. They stand or sit with an upright but relaxed posture. They use purposeful gestures that reinforce key points. They avoid defensive postures like crossed arms or turned away stances. They claim appropriate space rather than making themselves small. They minimize distracting movements that signal nervousness. These physical signals aren't just for show, they actually influence the communicator's internal state. Research on embodied cognition suggests that adopting confident postures can actually increase feelings of confidence, creating a positive feedback loop. Eye contact and facial expressiveness. The face is our most expressive communication tool, and confident communicators leverage it effectively. They maintain appropriate eye contact that signals engagement without staring. Their facial expressions align with their message, enhancing emotional connection. They smile authentically when appropriate, building rapport. They avoid expression masking behaviors like excessive blinking or touching the face. These facial behaviors create connection and trustworthiness, essential components of confident communication. Vocal variety and control. Beyond the words themselves, confident communicators harness the power of paralanguage, the vocal elements that accompany speech. Different communication styles employ various vocal patterns, but confident communicators typically demonstrate appropriate volume that commands attention without overwhelming. Varied intonation that prevents monotony and emphasizes key points. Controlled pace that adjusts to content complexity and emotional tenor. Limited filler words, like, you know. Deliberate articulation without over-enunciation. These vocal qualities create an auditory experience that keeps listeners engaged and signals the speaker's conviction and command of their material. Active listening, the forgotten half of communication. Perhaps surprisingly, one of the most distinctive traits of confident communicators is how they listen, not just how they speak. While insecure communicators often focus on formulating their next statement rather than truly hearing others, confident communicators practice deep, active listening. Full presence and attention. Confident communicators give their complete attention when others speak. This means putting away digital distractions, maintaining eye contact and engaged body language, resisting the urge to interrupt, suspending judgment to truly understand, demonstrating patience with slower or less articulate speakers. This level of attention makes others feel valued and understood, which in turn enhances the communicator's influence and connection. Powerful questioning. Rather than dominating conversations with their own perspectives, confident communicators ask thoughtful, probing questions that demonstrate interest and advance the conversation. They employ open-ended questions that invite elaboration, clarifying questions that prevent misunderstanding, follow-up questions that show they've been listening, perspective-seeking questions that explore different viewpoints. These questions serve multiple purposes. They gather information, demonstrate interest, build rapport, and guide conversations productively. Reflective feedback. To confirm understanding and demonstrate attentiveness, confident communicators practice reflective listening, paraphrasing what they've heard and checking for accuracy. This habit prevents misunderstandings, shows the speaker they've been truly heard, gives the original speaker opportunity to clarify if needed, creates a culture of careful listening. This reflective practice enhances clarity while simultaneously building trust and connection. Handling challenging conversations. Perhaps the clearest difference between confident and insecure communicators emerges during difficult conversations. While many people avoid conflict or handle it poorly, confident communicators navigate challenging interactions with skill and grace. Constructive conflict management. Confident communicators don't shy away from disagreement, nor do they bulldoze through it. Instead, they address issues directly rather than avoiding them. Focus on problems rather than attacking people. Maintain respect even during strong disagreement. Look for common ground and shared goals. Use and thinking rather than either/or polarization. By following established practices of confident communicators, they transform potential confrontations into productive exchanges. Artful feedback delivery. Giving feedback, especially critical feedback, reveals communication confidence. Skilled communicators deliver feedback privately and respectfully. Balance critique with specific positive observations. Focus on behaviors rather than character. Offer specific suggestions for improvement. Remain open to dialogue rather than monologue. This approach ensures feedback is constructive and receivable rather than defensive triggering. Graceful boundary setting. Confident communicators can establish and maintain boundaries without apology or aggression. They clearly articulate their limits and needs. Use firm but respectful language. Avoid justifying or over-explaining their boundaries. Maintain consistency in boundary enforcement. This boundary skill prevents resentment and burnout while modeling healthy communication for others. Preparation strategies of confident communicators. What happens before communication begins often determines its success. Confident communicators invest in preparation differently than their counterparts. Audience-centered planning. Rather than focusing exclusively on their own content, confident communicators begin by deeply considering their audience. What does this specific audience already know? What do they need or want to know? What objections or questions might they have? What communication style will resonate with them? This audience-first approach ensures relevance and receptivity. Strategic message structuring. Confident communicators organize information strategically for maximum impact. They begin with a compelling hook that captures attention. They clearly state their core message early. They build supporting points in logical progression. They emphasize key takeaways at natural conclusion points. This thoughtful structure makes information easier to follow and remember. Scenario planning and flexibility. Rather than scripting everything rigidly, confident communicators build flexibility into their preparation. They anticipate potential challenges or questions. Prepare for multiple conversation directions. Identify key points that must be conveyed regardless of direction. Practice adapting to different scenarios. This flexible preparation allows them to remain poised when conversations take unexpected turns. Adapting to different audiences and contexts. Confident communicators demonstrate remarkable adaptability across diverse situations, adjusting their approach without losing their authentic voice. Reading the room. One distinguishing skill is the ability to quickly assess communication contexts. Confident communicators observe group dynamics before fully engaging. Notice nonverbal cues indicating engagement or confusion. Identify the emotional temperature of interactions. Recognize cultural and contextual expectations. This environmental awareness allows them to calibrate their communication appropriately. Style flexibility. Rather than using a one-size-fits-all approach, confident communicators adjust their style while maintaining authenticity. They understand that effective communication requires flexibility across different contexts. They can shift between formal and conversational registers. They adjust technical depth based on audience expertise. They vary their pace, volume, and energy to match the setting. They translate complex ideas differently for different audiences. This adaptability ensures their message lands effectively regardless of context. Cultural intelligence. Particularly in our global environment, confident communicators demonstrate cultural awareness that shapes their approach. They respect cultural differences in communication norms. They avoid idioms or references that don't translate across cultures. They modify nonverbal behaviors when culturally appropriate. They remain curious and open to learning about cultural differences. This cultural intelligence expands their effectiveness across diverse audiences. Communication as leadership. The most confident communicators understand that communication is not just a skill but a leadership function that influences organizational culture, team dynamics, and individual growth. Creating psychological safety. Confident leaders use communication to establish environments where others feel safe to speak up. They model vulnerability by admitting what they don't know. Invite diverse perspectives explicitly. Respond non-defensively to challenging questions. Acknowledge good ideas regardless of source. This approach transforms them into leaders people actually listen to while simultaneously encouraging others to communicate confidently. Inspiring through storytelling. Confident communicators harness narrative to inspire action and connection. They collect and craft stories that illustrate key principles. They share personal experiences appropriately to build connection. They use metaphor and analogy to make complex concepts accessible. They create narrative frameworks that give meaning to challenges. This narrative approach transforms information into inspiration, a key leadership function. Communication coaching. The most confident communicators don't just excel personally, they develop communication confidence in others. They provide specific, actionable feedback on communication effectiveness. They create opportunities for others to practice and develop communication skills. They normalize learning through mistakes. They recognize and celebrate communication growth. This multiplicative approach extends their impact throughout their organization or community. Developing confident communication, practical steps. While confident communicators might seem to possess natural talent, the reality is that their skills can be developed through deliberate practice. Communication experts recommend several high-impact approaches. Systematic skill building. Confident communication develops through focused skill development. Identify specific communication skills to improve, e.g., concision, storytelling, questioning. Seek expert instruction through courses, books, or coaching. Practice new skills in low-stakes environments before high-stakes situations. Record yourself to identify patterns and track improvement. Join organizations like Toastmasters that provide structured practice. Mindset practices. Alongside skills, developing the confident communicator's mindset is essential. Practice reframing negative self-talk about your communication abilities. Visualize successful communication outcomes before important interactions. Develop pre-communication rituals that center and calm your mind. Reflect on communication successes to build confidence memory. Seek feedback to align self-perception with others' experience. Embracing discomfort. Finally, confident communicators develop through embracing rather than avoiding communication challenges. Volunteer for speaking opportunities that stretch your comfort zone. Initiate difficult conversations you might previously have avoided. Contribute in group settings even when uncertainty exists. Seek diverse communication contexts to build adaptability. This progressive exposure approach gradually expands communication confidence through experience. Conclusion. What confident communicators do differently isn't just about technique, it's about a fundamentally different relationship with the communication process. They approach communication with presence, purpose, and a genuine desire to connect rather than simply perform or impress. The good news is that these differences are learnable practices, not fixed traits. With deliberate effort and consistent application, anyone can develop the mindsets and skills that distinguish confident communicators. The journey requires vulnerability, practice, and willingness to learn from inevitable missteps, but the rewards extend far beyond improved communication. As you implement these practices, you'll likely discover that confident communication transforms not just how others perceive you, but how you experience yourself. The ability to express yourself clearly, listen deeply, adapt flexibly, and navigate challenges constructively creates a positive spiral of increasing confidence, connection, and influence. Begin where you are. Choose one practice from this article to implement consistently. Notice the difference it makes. Then add another. Communication confidence, like any meaningful skill, develops not through overnight transformation but through persistent practice that gradually becomes natural habit. The difference between average and confident communicators isn't innate talent, it's intentional practice. And that practice begins with your very next interaction.